Mars is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Thursday, April 25th, 2024 edition. Your defending fathers of Trucker Randy Bishop on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Ha! Got it all in one breath. Thank you, God. Breathe, babe. Yes, ma'am. What's going on in Lansing? Well, the governor, as you know, wants four-year-olds to go to preschool on the public dime at public schools. The state's four-year-old preschool program, Great Start, is what Whitmer's named it, would be moved from the Department of Education to the new, her brand new, unconstitutional Department of Lifelong Education Advancement and Potential. The acronym, of course, cute little thing that she came up with, MI for Michigan, LEAP, Lifelong Education Advancement and Potential. As the governor has recommended, under the Senate fiscal year 2025 budget proposal, Senate Bill 769 moved out of the Senate Education Appropriations Committee to the full floor, but not with the support of State Senator Thomas Elbert, Republican of Lowell. He told MERS News Service after the hearing that he believes the transfer is unconstitutional. And it won't stand up to a legal challenge. She created a department that's not in our state constitution. Department of Education is part of the state constitution. There's three functions of government in Lansing. That's it. Public education, public road system, and prisons. That's it. The three P's. Public schools, public roads, and prisons. That's it in the state constitution, folks. She creates this new department that I don't even know has been funded in the budget yet. So I don't know how you can transfer money to a department that hasn't even been created or appropriated for. But she's doing it. With the $430 million in Great Start funding being pulled out of the fiscal year 2025 budget, the Department of Education is left with $163 million for this upcoming year under the Senate plan. The governor wanted reduced to $163,000. But the senators are leaving it at $163 million. Spending plan also includes $150,000 for the creation of a computer database that would keep track of charter schools. Oh, they're coming after the charter schools big time. This story turns into a double play based on what's happening in the United States Supreme Court from Michigan parents. Kind of an interesting two-for-one, if you will. You see, in 1970, the Michigan legislature and governor at the time adopted a discriminatory provision in our Constitution, preventing private schools, charter schools, students from receiving any form of public aid if they had a religious private school foundation. We're going to get into this. We're going to continue on education in this half hour. I'm Chuck and Randy. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey everybody, it's Sherry LaFave in Onaway. Come join the Presque Isle County Republicans at this year's Reagan Day fundraiser dinner, Saturday, May the 11th at the Posen Community Center. Come enjoy a great dinner and hear from Patriot rock star Mark Barnard, founding member of the original Grand Funk Railroad Band. For tickets, call Darren Darga at 231-489-9254. Call today, 231-489-9254. See you there.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Chuck and Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. A Michigan Capitol Confidential story came out yesterday by John LaPlante. Michigan parents asking the United States Supreme Court to strike down a ban on aid to private education in the state of Michigan. It's going all the way to the Supreme Court. An effort to expand education choice in Michigan took another step as four attorneys representing several Michigan parents are asking the United States Supreme Court to review and overturn an appeals court ruling in their lawsuit against the state of Michigan. Lawyers presented five Michigan families, as well as the Parent Advocates for Choice in Education Foundation, as they filed a petition for a writ to be heard in front of the United States Supreme Court. The heart of the case lies in an amendment to the Michigan State Constitution that was done back in the 1970s. Article 8, Section 2 of the Constitution prohibits direct or indirect appropriation of public taxpayer funds to go to non-public schools, whether they be secular or religious. The lawsuit argues that this ban violates the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution. A three-judge panel for the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against the parents back on November 3rd of 2023, triggering their appeal to the United States Supreme Court. The Court of Appeals basically summarized the parents' claims this way. Because of the state constitutional amendment, religious persons and schools cannot lobby their state representatives for governmental aid or tuition help without first amending their state constitution, which they argue puts them at a disadvantage in the political process. The court then dismissed the claim, saying that to do otherwise would require striking down a facially neutral law that does not single out religious people for disfavored treatment. In their ruling, the judges noted that the United States Supreme Court does not require states to subsidize private education. Now, this isn't necessarily religious education. They're calling it private education. However, Michigan is an outlier when it comes to educational choice. 32 states in America have some sort of education choice. This, according to EdChoice, a nonprofit advocate for education choice. Universal or near universal choice program exists in the other 11 states. These programs include education savings accounts, scholarship programs, tax credits, and vouchers. The timeline of the actual case, Heil versus State of Michigan, along with the legal documents, are on the Mackinac Center website. So when I click on that link and I go to Mackinac.org, let kids learn is what pops up. Again, going all the way back to 1970. Folks, I was 12 years old. I wasn't voting. I had no idea what the heck they were passing on the ballot that year. The first election I can remember was 72 when Nixon got reelected before Watergate. That's my first memory of an election in my brain. Well, in 1970, Michigan adopted a discriminatory provision to its state's constitution that prevents private schools and their students from receiving any form of public aid. The Mackinac Center for Legal Foundation filed a lawsuit on September 23rd against the state of Michigan on behalf of five families who want to provide the best education possible for their children by using their federally administered 529 education savings account to pay for private K-12 education. This was a program that you could invest money in tax-free to be able to pay for your child's education. Well, here's the summary of the case, the bottom line. China virus and policies enacted to respond to the pandemic have set back learning for many students, causing frustration for their parents. Public K-12 funding sources have been heavily padded by federal relief dollars, according to the most recent record-breaking state budget we're currently operating under. But many Michigan families have been left without support to pursue education options outside of the conventional public school system. The current Michigan state constitution proclaims that, quote, schools and the means of education shall forever be encouraged, quote, end quote. But in 1970, the Constitution was modified. Article 8, Section 2 was added. This section was designed to prohibit any public aid to families who choose to educate their children with a private education. Now, when you say private, most of them are parochial schools. Catholic High School, St. Francis in Traverse City. Another Catholic high school, I believe, up in Sheboygan. Gaylord, Petoskey. They're all over the place. Those schools cannot get any taxpayer dollars because of the state constitution being amended in 1970. This has prevented parents from across the state from being able to afford the education of their choice for their child that they want. But yet they're still paying taxes. State officials have used this amendment to deny families the full benefit of the provision of the 2017 Federal Tax Cut and Jobs Act. That law extended tax benefits to families that took advantage of the 529 education savings account for private education. The text of the Michigan law recognizes the federal definition of qualified 529 expenses, including K-12 tuition, not just college. However, the state constitution unfairly denies this tax benefit for families paying for private school tuition. Yet it allows the funds to be used for families who transfer students across district lines and to pay for public school tuition enrollment programs. September 23rd, Mackinac Center Legal Foundation launched a lawsuit against the state of Michigan on behalf of five Michigan families. They simply want to use their 529 accounts to fund their children's private education. The Mackinac Center Legal Foundation case relies on four legal arguments. Here are the arguments they're using in front of the United States Supreme Court. First, Michigan Constitution violates the Free Exercise Clause of the United States Constitution, despite the fact that it appears to be neutral. A litany of historical evidence demonstrates that substantial anti-religious amicus briefings prevent the free exercise and use of these accounts because of the 1970 adoption and full implementation of their anti-parochial amendment. That's what they're basically calling the amendment they did in 1970. It's anti-parochial schools. parents denied this tax benefit are being unfairly discriminated against because their denial is simply based on their religious practice of wanting to enroll their child in a private religious school. Second argument, by allowing Michigan parents to use 529 education savings account at school districts that charge tuition for inter-district transfers as long as they're not private schools. This again creates an unfair barrier for parents based on their religious beliefs. Third, private secular schools are able to reorganize as charter schools, receive public funds, but cannot receive those funds if they base it on being a religious school. This causes them to have to sacrifice their core values and beliefs and practices simply to get the money. That is unfair. Finally, Michigan's Constitution burdens a religious minority with a legal disadvantage in order to obtain an educational benefit that others enjoy, whereas secular institutions are not being discriminated against. So basically, if you want to open up a Catholic school, you don't get the money. But as long as you open the school and you don't call it a Catholic school, you call it some kind of secular name, you get the money. They're blatantly discriminating against religious schools. It's that simple. Well, the case is now in front of the United States Supreme Court. And I think they got a problem. Donald J. Trump nominated and got three very strong advocates for religious schools on the United States Supreme Court, joining Clarence Thomas, Roberts. This, I think, is going to be a 5-4 decision. Justice Alito could be 6-3. 5-4 for sure, majority, 6-3 possibly. Because here is the bottom line. All three of Donald Trump's United States Supreme Court justices that he put on the bench went to private religious schools. Amy Coney Barrett, Catholic education. K-12, her entire life. Young, Gorsuch, same thing. Roberts, I don't know. But we'll see. This is going to be very interesting. We are going to follow this story because if the United States Supreme Court deems our Michigan State Constitutional Amendment from 1970 as being unconstitutional, religious schools can get the money. Parents can use their 529 education fund dollars tax-free to send their kids to a religious school. Secular charter schools, as long as you don't dive into that religious title, will have the money still ongoing. Choice in education is mandatory. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.